Good morning, lifters. How we living? We got the Arnold Classic episode today. Doing as much sports analysis as I can from my bedroom. Today, we're going to look at who's competing and who's got physique updates for this year's Classic and Open categories. So as of how it went last year in Open, we had Sam Sanduta win the men's Open, followed by Nick Walker and Andrew Jack taking second and third. In Classic physique, our boy Ramon Quiroz won the overall, followed by Urs Kalichinski and Alex Cambronero. I'm going to talk Classic first and then going to move on to Open. So compared to the list of last year's winners, Ramon is still going to be defending his title. Urs is still in, and it looks like third place Alex Cambronero is still going to be competing, according to an Instagram post from a couple weeks ago, even though I didn't see his name on the latest barband roster. And real shit, I obviously haven't been paying that much attention because his name did not register with me at all. But, you know, no doubt he'll be trying to beat his third place placing this year, right? As we all would. And just looking back at pictures from last year's competition, both Urs and Ramon had fantastic physiques, but I think Ramon just had more mass fullness to him, just size in general. And in terms of updates for Ramon, we have this video from him that was posted last week, and bro is looking full. And in terms of his midsection, we got this video from about 28 days out. Shit looks tight. I'm sure it looks fantastic now. But look at Ramon's face in that first video, and I'll try to find it before I publish this, but there was this clip of Dorian Yates talking about how he'd freak everybody out with just his face, specifically with how conditioned it was. So Dorian was already known for being a shadow during his Olympia raid. You know, he'd show up, mog some pencil neck bastards, and then go back into his dungeon to train, never to be seen again until the next competition. But in this clip, he was talking about how, you know, like with the press conferences and right before the show, everyone's either covered up in a suit or like a sweatshirt and pants, and so you don't really know what your competition's bringing unless you can see their face, unless you're looking at their face. Because if I remember correctly, I think he mentioned something like the face is one of the last places where your conditioning is going to show. So if you see somebody with a face that's retaining some water or just looks puffy in general, you don't even have to see their physique because you already know that it's off. You know, the rest of them is fucking cooked. And Dorian would show up with basically a fucking skull with paper-thin skin, and everyone in the room knew that his condition was on point under that suit. And to bring it back to Ramon, I think that's what he's got right now. Like, he looks like he still has that fullness in his body, and just by the looks of it, it looks like he's bringing that skull with the paper-thin skin this year. As for Urs, he's been a little bit of a mystery. The last feed update I'm seeing is this video of his back, and that was from the beginning of December. And then I looked on his YouTube, and there were no recent shirt-off updates or anything like that. His last training video was a video from last week that was filmed about 21 days out from the Arnold Classic. So who knows what he actually looks like now? So we'll just have to see how it turns out come the day of the contest. And as for Alex Cambronero, third place last year, we have this update. Not leaving much to the imagination, but my boy here looks solid. I don't think there's a ton of pressure on this guy. Now, one thing to watch here is that the two-time Arnold champ Terrence Ruffin, aka Ruff Diesel, will be on stage this year after he withdrew from last year's contest. And he withdrew because after he finished sixth at the Olympia just a couple months before, that's when he decided to take 2023 to dedicate it to training only, stating, "It's been an honor to be the Arnold Sports Champ for the past 2 years, but in 2023, the goal is to grow and improve. Knowing that it takes me longer to put on size than my peers that are competing in March just doesn't make sense, so I won't be defending my title. Good luck to everyone who gets the invite. I'll be in the crowd cheering you on." As for updates on Ruffin's physique, I found this. I'm not 100% sure if it's current or not, but assuming it is, my guy's arms look crazy. Weights looks good from what I can tell, so let's see how he does this year and see if he can come back and hit a little three-piece on that Arnold Classic win. And by the way, if you guys are going to the Arnold this year and you haven't tried Crystal Pump yet, the founder, Steve, and I are going to be down there slinging shit on the streets, so come find us. And moving on to men's Open, like I said, Sam Sanduta won it. Nick Walker hit second, and Andrew Jack, the fucking tank, hit third last year. And Samson had this crazy clip with some corn blasting in the background, a little bit of a quad stomp. And assuming that this is a recent clip, the size is certainly there. So if he brings the same condition as last year, bang, boom, he's probably good, right? And Nick Walker's update, we got one in the posing trunks with his fucking legs. Look at that shit. It's like somebody had ropes around his calves. Just unreal. Casual mutant shit, as always, from our boy. Now, Andrew Jacked, I'm very interested in seeing what he does because he just had his pro debut in 2022, placed fifth at the Mr. Olympia on his first try, and banged out third at the Arnold Classic back-to-back. Unreal frame and genetics on this man. I didn't see much in terms of full physique updates from him, but I did find this. Just sitting there, pondering, being huge. Can't wait to see what he brings. But yeah, that's all for us for the Arnold Classic show at the moment. Let me know if any of you Monday Iron Gang are going to be there. I live in Columbus, so let me know if you guys are trying to come over for a little grill sesh or something. Now that I don't have any dickhead telling me that I can't grill outside. I got an email from while I lived at my old apartment, and I had this little charcoal grill that I jacked from a vacant apartment when I used to work as a maintenance man, because the George Foreman grill that I was using just wasn't cutting it anymore. So I make my burgers, and it wasn't worth all the time that it took to make them and get the charcoal started, but they were good, right? I had to drench them in lighter fluid because it user error skill issue, whatever. But about 30 minutes later, there was an email that got sent to the entire complex. And like all caps, like, people with grills, blah, 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 fire code. You can't grill on your balcony. You can only eat crickets. We're going to fine you if we see any grill on your balcony. And we have permission to enter your apartment and look for it. So once the grill was cooled off, I just wrapped it in a trash bag and put it in a little plastic tub so it would be hidden from the fucking grill Gestapo. And, you know, looking back, it probably wasn't an awesome idea to use charcoal and lighter fluid on like a 4x8 balcony. But look, I'm an adult. I can be safe. Nobody caught on fire. I had burgers. The building's still there. Everyone's happy. And swear to God, that is the closest I ever want to get with dealing with anything like an HOA, because there will be violence if some pencil neck emails me telling me that I can't grill outside. Outside. Anyway, Arnold Classic, let me know if you're coming. I would love to hang out after I'm off work one of those days. So let me know who you got for this year for Classic Physique and Open. Have a beautiful day.